I want you to get into the habit and build the muscle of going out there and getting customers or getting users.
So one little thing to talk to a potential customer.
Yes.
That's the tactical.
One thing that's
great. I like it.
And that you haven't done in the last year.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers. If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right.
All right. We're rocking and rolling. What are we talking about today, Heaton?
We're going to talk about this problem that I'm sure you've seen people come to you with, which is they've built something and now they need customers. So they're of the mindset or accidentally got into the mindset of build it and they will come.
Right. And many people have probably by this point heard that that's not a good idea. But many people have also heard that eating fatty, shitty food all day long without working out is not a good idea.
But they still do it anyway.
They still fucking do it. I mean, this is not a rational problem. Many times an emotional. There are, though, some people that are inexperienced in, like, it's the first startup, the first thing they do. So they got overly excited about building this product. They got overly involved in it.
Yeah.
And a year down the line, they go, holy shit, wait, now I need somebody to use this thing. Nobody is around to use it.
So problem number one is you spend a lot of time building a product, not thinking about talking to the customer.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but let's talk about that person where that has already happened, right? So we can't rewind time. We can't go back in time.
Yeah.
You have the product and you don't have any customers or users, right? So let's talk to you.
Okay.
What are you supposed to do now? Let's take a common example because not a common example. Let's talk a specific one. Somebody sent Heaton and I an email that was saying he worked on this product for a year. No customers, no users. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Well, if you're really lucky, you got the product right. And when you give it to customers, they're going to love it. But most people aren't that lucky.
Yeah.
So the first thing you can do is, one, I would probably tell the person, hey, what were you doing this whole time besides building product? Were you doing anything else?
So you're shaming them a little bit.
Shame them a little bit because I think like they have to realize in their heads that no customers, no business. No users, no business. No people that give a shit about your product, no business. So in today's world, I think the product's always going to be the hard thing because like you have to build something and it takes time. But the part that's easier is getting customers and actually getting their attention. So it's almost like if someone comes to me with that, I'm thinking they did the opposite thing that you would normally do or you should do in today's world, which is start engaging with the audience early. So I would say the same thing I would say to someone who doesn't have a product, which is, hey, go get an audience. And because you have a product, you're actually getting an audience for that product and it's already done, right? Like people can use it. So just go try to get people to use it. I don't even care if they pay it, to be honest. And the reason is the person spent so much time, they need to figure out if that product they built even matters. So I think one of the first things is, and it really depends on the person, I would try to get them in the mindset of, if I don't have anybody using this, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I build.
Yeah, I think the one very key thing is a mindset question. What you need to do, I think number one, is realize the mistake you made so you can learn from it, you know, but don't dwell on it too much. And once you realize, all right, maybe I should have done it X, Y, and Z, but now what do I do? I think the first thing you need to do is you need to readjust your mindset right now. You need to detach yourself from your product. And we talked about attachment and commitment in a prior episode.
Yeah.
What you need to do is you need to detach yourself from the product and all the time you spend with it and all the money you spend on it and all the love that you've poured into it because it doesn't mean shit other than you've learned hopefully a thing or two about product development. Yeah. You learned a thing or two about your market. As a learning tool for like your own home practice, it was cool. But that's all it is. It's not a company. It's not a product yet. You still have to go out there and be able to talk to people with an open mind, with open ears, with open eyes, trying to learn from your market and customers, try to see, do they want it? Do they not want it? Did I solve the right problem or do I need to change what I'm doing? You need to make sure that you unstuck yourself first because too many people who spent that year building the product, they're now so attached to that product and their solution that they might go out listening to our advice. They might go, oh, I'll go out and try to get some customers, but they'll try to force feed the customer the solution they love and they've built. And that's just going to make you waste another year.
Because then they'll just keep trying to sell what they have.
Yes.
If it doesn't sell, they'll still keep trying because they're so emotionally attached to it instead of changing it.
Yeah, you need to realize that the moment you go out to get users or customers is day one in your startup.
That's good.
Day one. It doesn't fucking matter how many decades you worked on this.
That's right.
It's day one. Yeah. So you need to be ready to throw away the product, to change what you think, to change what you do. Because if you're not ready, you're just going to waste another fucking year. Yeah. You're not going to get anywhere, right? As Heaton said, if you're so lucky that you did everything right that year, just magically, and you built the right thing, fucking please send me an email or tweet us, right? But that's like saying, hey, let's all play a lottery once a month. That's our strategy to like get a big exit out of our companies. Like, it has nothing to do with any business sense, right? It's just pure luck. More likely than not, you're not there yet. You don't have the product that people yet want, or you don't know how to market it, or who it really is, your customer. So you have to think about the moment you leave the building and you try to get users and customers in one way or another, it's day one. That's the attitude you need to have. And you need to let go of whatever the amount of money and time you think you've invested in, because that attachment only makes you weak.
Yes, that's really true. And I think this day one idea is good, because if you spend so much time a year and it's still not day one, you've literally spent that much time on day zero. So you haven't really done anything.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, there's also a quote out there that says, no product lasts the first contact with the customer.
Yes. Right? No really business like model survives first contact with reality or something like that.
All that kind of stuff, right? And so I think that's super true, which is if you haven't spent time with the customer while you've been building, you haven't really made any progress, right? You've just wrote a bunch of code.
Yeah. The other thing that you need to realize, and this is again mindset wise, but I think it's important, because your mindset made you spend a year on something without having users and customers. So you can't just keep that mindset and change your results. So the next thing is truly understanding that you've built some really bad habits.
Yeah.
You built the habits of like tinkering on details, on trying to get to perfection. You've created a habit of the comfort of the coziness of like the bubble that you created, where your product is just all potential. Right? And it's not out there, you know, it hasn't really had any contact with real world to get dirty.
Let's talk about that for a sec. This thing that you said about your product is all potential, I think that's what people get stuck on, right? Because it's so easy to imagine what could happen instead of actually it happening. And usually when it happens, it's not what you imagine. At least I've experienced that, right? Like, I don't know if you ever thought you'd be running a software company.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You were going to do an agency.
And basically. I definitely didn't think I would run a CRM, like a sales software company. Fuck no. Awesome. That's not what I was thinking.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, even in my case, like even on my latest company, I didn't think we'd be building software on it. It was just my co-founder's blog, but it happened to have a lot of traffic, and that's the best next thing for us to do. Otherwise, we'd be starting from scratch.
Right.
Right. You know, one thing I want to point out is we talk about how someone spent a year. Right? I've seen people spend a month or even 2 months and waste their time in the same way. They spent that time building. They didn't talk to any customers. They didn't know if it would work. Then they come to me and say, hey, I spent 2 months building this thing. Can you check it out? Give me some feedback. I'm like, wait, hold on. My feedback doesn't matter.
Yep.
What are your customers saying? And then they go, oh, I don't have any. I'm like, okay, can you go get them? You know, and then they're like, well, how do I get them?
Yeah.
And then we start talking about it. But the funny thing is, the advice I would have gave them 2 months before, like when they didn't, when they hadn't had it built, is the same advice I give them 2 months after they built it, which means they probably should have just not built it. Right? And went and tried to get customers, do sales, do marketing, whatever their SKU is, right? Like,
right.
I know you'd probably suggest go pick up the phone and call.
Yeah.
I'd suggest go write a blog post.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever. They both work, right? So I think it's probably the number one problem, actually, which is people build stuff and
building stuff could also mean you are putting together a fucking website, but it has zero traffic. You don't get any promotion distribution for it. You don't show it to every single person that you meet on the fucking street. Like it just, you go to the office and you just work on the fonts and, you know, and the images, and you work on bullshit, right? So I think that coming back to that thread of mindset before we move more to practical examples, I think if you realize, all right, I've wasted a bunch of time. I fucked around for a while, right? And it felt great. right? Enjoy it. Just go, oh, it was a great time. I took a year on day one, on day zero,
so and
it was
just fun. If someone told me that, I'd be like, fuck you. It wasn't a great time. You fucked up and you wasted all this fucking time and you don't even have a fucking customer. Go get a fucking customer.
See, this is one of those rare examples where Heaton is the stick and I'm the carrot, right? But whatever, you want to use both. You want to use both to motivate yourself to move forward.
Yeah, I just don't have tolerance because like it's a mindset shift, just like we talked about. Right. Yeah. And if the person doesn't shift their mindset, then they're going to keep building.
They're going to keep doing that.
And that's not cool.
So here's what I want you to do. If you listen to us right now and you go, holy shit, this might be me, then it probably is. Yeah. And then here's my my piece of advice
this
for you.
This is your tip.
This is my tip.
We're going for
early
it.
On.
Yeah.
I want you to pick one thing that you haven't done in the past, whatever, month or year, that has to do with getting customers or getting users. And I want you to make a 30-day challenge. So for the next 30 days, every day you do one little thing. I want you to get into the habit and build the muscle of going out there and getting customers or getting users.
So one little thing to talk to a potential customer.
Yes.
That's the tactical.
One thing that's
great. I like it.
And that you haven't done in the last year.
Okay.
Right? So
cool.
One new thing and you start building the muscle.
So they can keep writing code. It's cool, but they have to do this one thing.
They have to do this one thing. Could
day.
Be could
like
be
yeah.
one cold call, could be one email to somebody yeah. asking them about it, could it be one blog post
and
that they're
I'll
trying
bet
to get
after week one they're going to change what they do.
Yes.
Especially if they do those 7 calls that week or whatever.
Oh, and you know, the other thing that I want you to know is if you think, well, one thing is too little, I want to now stop doing product development 8 hours a day instead of building product, I'm going to be doing distribution. Just entertain me for a while. Just do it for a week and see how easy it's going to be to change your core habits.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if you change your habits in a small step, you're going to start feeling more comfortable with it. You're going to start doing bigger and bigger steps. And eventually, you're going to change your habits. You're going to be able to do a lot of distribution and sales and not so much product development, hopefully, anymore. But take it easy on you, at least today, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I'm like the more of the kind of one. I'm offering carrots here, but build a new habit and realize that you're really, your user and customer muscles are really fucking weak. So don't try to get and like push 100 pounds or something. Just take it easy and just go for a walk around the building. Right?
So I would say that I really like the tip, but I would only use it if someone can't get over building. So if someone comes and and like I talk to them and it clicks for them that like they don't have any customers, they don't have any users, they haven't talked to anyone, I'd actually rather them do the 100% switch. But if they're not ready for that, I think your tactic's great. So if you're not ready for it and don't want to listen to us, then at least listen to Steli and do it once a day.
Right.
And try to get a customer every day or talk to them.
All right. So do we want to give people tips on like what? Well, okay, I have now the thing, my product. I realize I need to go and get users or customers. Holy shit, I'm overwhelmed. There's a million different things that I could do. I'm not an expert in any of these things, right? I'm not already blogging. I'm not already spending advertising money. I'm not already cold calling. Yeah. So I don't know anything about the world of getting users or getting customers. And there's a million things out there on how you could do it.
Yeah.
Which one do I pick? Do I try everything? What? How do I determine what to do in order to get users and customers.
Yeah, so I think I'll take the marketing angle. You can take the sales angle.
Yep.
So I won't steal your angle.
Oh.
I know your angle though. So for me, the marketing angle is like, if somebody is not ready to pick up the phone and call, which Steli will talk about, I'm sure, write something about what you're doing and post it online and make sure you have your email address in there so people can email you if they're interested to talk to you more. I think that's a really simple way to do it. And then share that post with your friends. And ask them to share with people who might be relevant that are sort of people that you're solving a problem for or people that you could talk to based on the post. But at least with the post, you've been able to communicate. And now you can use that post when you email people or whatever and tell them, hey, I'm solving this problem. Here's more detail on it. I'd love to talk to you about it or I'd love to have you try it or what have you.
All right. So I think that's horrible advice.
Thanks,
so
man.
Let me tell you what you should do instead. So,
but what if they don't want to pick up the phone? What if they don't want to talk to people? Because your advice is going to be about that, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, wow. All right. You're going to surprise me today.
So look at this guy, you know, trying to pretend that all advice I give has to do with cold calling.
Well, you're a sales guy, dude. It's all about cold calling and cold emailing, isn't it?
So here's what I tell you to do instead.
He's got this look. It's great. He's like ready to punch me.
No, I would never punch you. So number one is meet people in real life. Just
nice.
Simple as that. Go meet your friends, family, your colleagues, people you went to school with, anyone that you anyone that could be a user of it, or if you don't know anyone that could be a user or customer, people that you respect and you think are critical and smart, and just show them what you have. Tell them what you think and then shut the fuck up and truly listen. Ask more questions than you talk and try to really get true feedback. Not just like, oh yeah, that's such a great idea. I'm so proud of you for having built this thing. But like, cool. Do you think people will buy this? Would you buy this? Would you give me money for it? Do you know somebody that would give me money for it?
So sort of start with people who you're comfortable communicating with.
Yes.
Because then it's going to lower the barrier because you already know them.
Yes. And, okay. And you haven't talked to them yet. Most likely.
Right.
So
about what you're doing.
Or maybe you've talked to them, but you haven't showed it to them. Yeah. Or maybe you showed it to them, but you didn't ask them, who do you know that would buy this? Can you put me in touch?
See, there's the sales part.
There you